And with the release of their new single, I Want You to Freak, Raxu are hanging out on the show this evening. You all good?
Yeah, we're good, and you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. So how does it feel kind of this year watching The X Factor as spectators? Do you still kind of get nerves watching it, kind of like secondhand nerves?
It's just weird looking back on it and be sitting next to my mum and be like, all right, this is actually like, that's what happened and this is how they do things. Like, and it's just like telling her like behind the scenes stuff of where you have, how long you have to wait for and stuff like that.
Has she got bored of that yet?
Oh yeah, definitely. She was bored of me like 27 years ago, man.
Do you sit there watching these other performances being like, and be completely honest here, are you like, oh, they should have done that way, they should have picked this song, they should have done that routine?
No, I think we're probably the worst people for that, because in actual fact we were the ones that said we're not going to do it like everybody else. So we'd be far more inclined to say, you know, well done for making your own decisions, and however you get on is how you get on. Do you know what I mean?
I like that.
A show like that, it's just important to show people who you are, and even if it's not successful, if you end up going home, at least people have seen you for who you are.
And then obviously we were talking earlier about how we were backstage at Little Mix in Maidstone. You were supporting them this year. How was that? How was it working with the girls?
It was amazing to be part of their tour, and especially at the one at Maidstone, because I think that was the biggest capacity that we played in front of across the whole tour. And to just look out and see a sea of people just enjoying the vibes, enjoying our music and stuff like that was crazy. And for us to be in an opportunity to perform with the girls who have been there and done it, it gave us an opportunity to see what potentially it could be like for us in years to come.
What was your favourite gig of the tour? I mean, I know that you probably can't say, but bear in mind, KMF FM's only going out to Kent, so there's only really one correct answer for this.
Maidstone.
For real.
Yeah, big fan of that. It also had the nicest environment to run around as well, because I went for a run for all of the gigs and bumped into some fans in Maidstone too. So
Maidstone's perfect for a run and perfect for a gig venue as well.
For real.
And obviously Little Mix, they're the perfect example of just how to smash it after the X Factor, only getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Did they give you kind of any advice?
I think the girls were always there as strong beacons, even if we didn't speak to them every day. I mean, seeing their performances and seeing how they managed to control and get the crowd going was more than enough example of how we meant to go on. And then prior to going on to the show, I had met Leanne, and she was happy to kind of give me advice and stuff like that. And throughout the show, she was happy to give us advice. And yeah, the girls are just there. I guess if we need to ever ask them a question, we managed to build up a relationship with them across tour that we could ask them, you know, for any advice.
It's good to have Little Mix as like mentors as well,
of course, who are completely smashing it.
And you've been in the studio with producers who've worked with Drake, Nicki Minaj, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, loads more. How was it kind of working with these people who have worked with such massive artists?
Do you know what? I think it's been a really good experience. It's quite interesting having to learn how everybody works. Some people you end up going into the studio with and coming out and being really good friends with. Other people it's more difficult, but then the song is really, really good by the time it's finished. It's all been a blessing, and obviously we're happy with the music we've got out of it, because we've got the album wrapped up and I Want You to Freak is here.
KMFM.
So good to hear this again. Raxu, Wyclef Jean, Naughty Boy, DeMello on the hit list on KMFM for a Thursday night. Quarter past eight, and Raxu are on the show tonight, and we're going to play your new single in a bit. We were chatting about the album before, so what can we expect from Raxu album number one?
Fun, energy, vibes, that way, yeah.
And also some deeper emotions as well, actually. There's a bit of a mix on there.
Now, apart from I Want You to Freak, which we'll talk about in a bit, what's the name of another song that you're buzzing to release, but obviously no more information than the name?
We're all looking at our manager right now. Are we allowed to give a name of another song?
No more details, though. Go on, exclusive.
Gaffer said yes.
You've been giving it okay. I don't know if it should be that or...
Yeah, that one.
That makes the most sense, isn't it?
That one.
I've got Mars, you say it, so if it's wrong, you get in trouble.
Okay, cool. All right, so we've got a song called Girl.
I like
G
it.
G to the I to the R to the L.
Girl.
Which was actually probably really obvious, seeing as though all of our songs are pretty much about girls, but
okay. Yeah, girl. But this one is like the epitome. This one is
this
the
is
girl
like
track.
The girl, yeah.
Like the
that,
girl.
That girl.
The girl. Now, I won't ask you anything else before we all get in trouble here. Let's chat about I Want You to Freak, because this is out now. We can talk about it. It's a big track. It reworks Freak Like Me. It kind of brings it back into 2018. How did that track come about?
So for us, we've always been really heavily influenced by old school R&B. And we thought to ourselves, you know what, if we can get some of that soulful R&B melody into 2018 with a load of energy, then it could be sick. And so obviously we started writing the song around that, and we were just happy with how it turned out.
It's a big track. We played it for the first time the other day. We had such a good reaction on Twitter as well. Loads of people buzzing to hear that. Is there another, because obviously you say that you kind of influenced by sort of old school R&B. Is there another track that you've always wanted to rework, but you haven't got around to it yet?
Oh, I feel like there's a couple of Vibes Cartel ones that might be kind of cool.
Wow, old school R&B. For me, let me just answer that question, because I don't know.
Vibes Cartel.
Wow. For me, it would probably be maybe Confessions. You think Confessions would be a good track to rework?
We're going to do Confessions.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, about one from each of you. So one track, if you could rework it, which one would be? So we'll start with you, Ashley.
Oh, no, I'll go last.
Now, I'll start with you, Vibes Cartel.
I'm getting lost.
For me, the song that I'd actually love to rework would be U-Turn by Usher.
Bro.
What's wrong with you? They're bangers. But because they're bangers, it'd be sick to try
and
bring it to my world.
But I'm not going to say the actual one that I really like, because I'm going to try and reproduce that. My second one would be...
Choices.
Bobby Brown, Don't Be Cruel.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah.
We got two down now.
I'm not sure if it is like as widely known, but Zapp and Roger's Superman, I think it's amazing. If you haven't heard it, definitely check it out.
Is that R&B ballad?
I need to get that in my life. So what's it called again, so that everyone in Kent right now is rapidly Googling it?
Zapp and Roger, Superman.
Okay, Zapp and Roger, Superman. And the final one, the final reworking.
The final one is Candy Rain.
What? What? And you had at me for U-Turn, and you're talking about Kent?
Wow.
Wow.
Nah.
They wouldn't invite you. Yeah. They wouldn't invite you to rework.
What?
Listen, what happened to Candy, bro?
Nah, that boat goes higher, though.
I can't even begin to imagine what it's like when you're all in the studio.
Yeah, we all just run around going... That's how our songs start.
Well, I am so excited to hear the album, because I feel like you are so conflicted between these just reworkings. I feel like for tracks that you all agree on, they must be absolute bangers. So when's that album going to come?
By the end of the year is the plan.
Well, excited to hear that. Thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Cheers.
Thank you so much for having us, Glenn.
And I'm going to hit play on I Want You to Freak on KMFM now. Can I get you guys to introduce it, please?
You're listening to KMFM. This is Raksu with I Want You to Freak.
Woo! Yeah.
I want you to freak dreams through the night until